You can only truly respect yourself when you know how to focus on yourself and not others. Focusing on yourself means prioritizing your own needs and desires rather than those of other people. That doesn't mean you're actively working against others. It simply means you aren't depleting yourself to make them happy. In this video, we'll explore 10 key principles inspired by Marcus Aurelius that will help us focus on ourselves and not others. 1. Take time alone every day. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of solitude and self-reflection. In our fast-paced world, it is crucial to carve out moments of quiet introspection. By dedicating time to be alone with our thoughts, we can gain clarity, recharge our minds, and reconnect with our inner selves. This practice allows us to understand our values, desires, and aspirations, enabling us to make conscious choices aligned with our true selves. Marcus Aurelius firmly believed that solitude is essential for personal growth. In our modern world, we are constantly bombarded with distractions and stimuli that can overwhelm our minds. Taking time alone every day allows us to disconnect from the noise and reconnect with ourselves. When we are alone, we can observe our thoughts and emotions without external influence. This practice of introspection allows us to understand our values, desires, and aspirations. By gaining clarity on what truly matters to us, we can make conscious choices that align with our inner selves. Solitude can also be a source of creativity and inspiration. When we are alone, we have the freedom to explore our interests and passions without judgment or interruption. This exploration can lead to new ideas, perspectives, and insights that can enrich our lives. Practicing solitude does not require hours of isolation or meditation. It can be as simple as taking a walk in nature, reading a book, or listening to music without distractions. The key is to create a space where we can be alone with our thoughts and emotions without judgment or distraction. Taking time alone every day is a powerful tool for personal growth and self-awareness. By embracing solitude, we can cultivate a deeper understanding of ourselves, prioritize our values, and tap into our creativity and inspiration. 2. Understand your own thoughts and feelings. To focus on ourselves, we must first understand our thoughts and emotions. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to observe our inner world with curiosity and non-judgment. By developing self-awareness, we can identify patterns of thinking and emotional triggers that may hinder our personal growth. This understanding empowers us to respond to situations in a more intentional and constructive manner. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of understanding our own thoughts and feelings. In a world filled with external distractions and influences, it is crucial to develop self-awareness and cultivate a deep understanding of our inner world. To focus on ourselves and not others, we must first recognize and acknowledge our thoughts and emotions. This requires us to observe ourselves without judgment or attachment. By becoming aware of our thoughts, we can identify patterns, beliefs, and biases that may be influencing our perception of the world. Understanding our feelings is equally important. Emotions serve as valuable indicators of our inner state and can provide valuable insights into our needs and desires. By paying attention to our emotions, we can better navigate our experiences and make choices that align with our authentic selves. Practicing mindfulness can greatly aid in understanding our thoughts and feelings. Mindfulness involves being fully present in the moment, observing our thoughts and emotions as they arise without judgment. Through this practice, we can develop a deeper understanding of the inner workings of our minds and gain clarity on our values and priorities. Journaling is another powerful tool for self-reflection and understanding. By writing down our thoughts and feelings, we can externalize them and gain a fresh perspective. Journaling allows us to explore our inner landscape, uncover hidden insights, and track patterns of thinking and feeling over time. To focus on ourselves and not others, it is essential to understand our own thoughts and feelings. By cultivating self-awareness through mindfulness and journaling, we can gain clarity on our inner world, identify patterns and biases, and make choices that align with our authentic selves. Understanding ourselves empowers us to live with intention and authenticity. 3. Take careful and thoughtful risks. Taking risks is an integral part of personal growth. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embrace calculated risks that push us beyond our comfort zones. By challenging ourselves, we discover new strengths and capabilities, fostering personal development. However, caution is essential. We must assess the potential outcomes and weigh the risks before embarking on any endeavor. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to embrace the idea of taking careful and thoughtful risks as a means of personal growth and self-discovery. While risks may seem intimidating, they provide opportunities for us to step outside of our comfort zones and explore new possibilities. When we take risks, we challenge ourselves to go beyond what is familiar and comfortable. This can involve pursuing new career opportunities, starting a business, or even engaging in personal relationships that may carry an element of uncertainty. By stepping into the unknown, we open ourselves up to valuable experiences and growth. However, it is important to approach risks with careful consideration. Taking impulsive or reckless risks can lead to negative consequences. Instead, we should weigh the potential outcomes and assess the risks involved. This involves considering the potential benefits, evaluating our own capabilities, and understanding the potential impact on our lives. Taking thoughtful risks also requires a willingness to embrace failure and learn from it. Not every risk will lead to success, but even failures can provide valuable lessons and insights. By reframing failure as an opportunity for growth, we can develop resilience and adaptability. It is important to note that taking risks does not mean blindly leaping into the unknown. It involves thorough research, planning, and preparation. By gathering information and seeking advice from trusted sources, we can make informed decisions that minimize potential risks. By taking careful and thoughtful risks, we expand our horizons, discover our true potential, and overcome self-imposed limitations. It is through these experiences that we grow as individuals and uncover new opportunities for personal development. Embracing careful and thoughtful risks is an important aspect of focusing on ourselves. By stepping outside of our comfort zones, we open ourselves up to new experiences, learn from failures, and discover our true capabilities. Taking calculated risks allows us to push our boundaries and embark on a journey of personal growth and self-discovery. 4. Discover what makes you feel proud of yourself. Understanding what brings us a sense of pride is crucial to focusing on ourselves. Marcus Aurelius teaches us that true fulfillment comes from living in alignment with our values and virtues. By identifying activities or accomplishments that make us genuinely proud, we can prioritize them in our lives. This pursuit of personal excellence allows us to derive satisfaction from our own achievements rather than seeking validation from others. Marcus Aurelius believed that true fulfillment comes from living in alignment with our values and virtues. To focus on ourselves and not others, it is crucial to discover what truly makes us feel proud of ourselves. This involves identifying our strengths, passions, and accomplishments that bring us a deep sense of satisfaction and pride. Each individual has unique qualities and talents that contribute to their sense of self-worth. Take the time to reflect on your own abilities, interests, and achievements. What activities or accomplishments make you feel a genuine sense of pride? What are the moments in your life where you have felt the most fulfilled? Discovering what makes you feel proud of yourself requires introspection and self-reflection. Consider the activities or pursuits that ignite a sense of joy and fulfillment within you. It could be excelling in a particular skill or talent, making a positive impact on others' lives, or overcoming personal challenges. It is important to note that what brings us pride should not be influenced by external validation or comparison to others. True pride comes from within and is rooted in personal growth and self-improvement. Focus on your own journey and progress, rather than seeking approval or validation from others. Once you have identified what makes you feel proud, prioritize those aspects in your life. Dedicate time and effort towards activities and pursuits that align with your values and bring you a sense of fulfillment. By focusing on these areas, you can cultivate a deep sense of self-worth and satisfaction. Remember that discovering what makes you feel proud is an ongoing process. As you continue to grow and evolve, your sources of pride may also change. Embrace this evolution and allow yourself the freedom to explore new interests and passions. Discovering what makes you feel proud of yourself is essential to focusing on yourself and not others. By identifying your strengths, passions, and accomplishments that bring you genuine pride, you can prioritize those aspects in your life. Embrace personal growth, live in alignment with your values, and celebrate your unique journey towards self-fulfillment. 5. Be truthful about your strengths and limitations. To focus on ourselves, we must have an honest assessment of our strengths and limitations. Marcus Aurelius urges us to recognize our abilities without arrogance and acknowledge our limitations without self-deprecation. By embracing a realistic self-image, we can set achievable goals, make informed decisions, and work towards personal growth effectively. To focus on ourselves and not others, it is crucial to be truthful and honest about our strengths and limitations. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of self-awareness and understanding our true capabilities. Start by identifying your strengths, the qualities, skills, and attributes that you excel in. These are the areas where you have a natural talent or have developed expertise through hard work and dedication. Recognizing your strengths allows you to leverage them to your advantage, whether it's in your personal or professional life. Equally important is acknowledging your limitations. We all have areas where we may struggle or have room for improvement. Being honest about these limitations is not a sign of weakness, but rather a recognition of areas where you can grow and develop. By acknowledging your limitations, you can seek opportunities for learning and improvement. Being truthful about your strengths and limitations also involves avoiding comparison with others. Each person has their own unique set of strengths and weaknesses. Focus on your own journey and progress, rather than constantly measuring yourself against others. Embrace your individuality and strive for personal growth at your own pace. Understanding your strengths and limitations allows you to make informed decisions and set realistic goals. It enables you to play to your strengths, seeking opportunities that align with your capabilities. At the same time, it helps you identify areas where you may need support or further development. Remember that self-awareness is a continuous process. Regularly assess and reassess your strengths and limitations as you grow and evolve. Embrace opportunities for growth, seek feedback from trusted sources, and be open to learning from your experiences. Being truthful about your strengths and limitations is essential for focusing on yourself. Embrace self-awareness, acknowledge your strengths, and leverage them to your advantage. Equally important, recognize your limitations and seek opportunities for growth and improvement. By understanding yourself honestly, you can navigate your personal journey with authenticity and make choices that align with your true capabilities. 6. Establish and maintain personal boundaries. Setting boundaries is essential for maintaining a healthy focus on ourselves. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that we have control over our thoughts, actions, and reactions. By establishing clear boundaries in our relationships and commitments, we protect our time, energy, and emotional well-being. This empowers us to prioritize our own needs and aspirations without being overwhelmed by external demands. To focus on ourselves and not others, it is crucial to establish and maintain personal boundaries. Marcus Aurelius recognized the importance of setting limits and protecting our well-being. Personal boundaries define the limits of what is acceptable and comfortable for us in various aspects of our lives, including relationships, work, and personal space. They serve as a means of self-care and self-respect, allowing us to prioritize our needs and protect our emotional and mental well-being. Start by identifying your own values, beliefs, and desires. What are the things that are important to you? What are your non-negotiables? Use these as a guide to establish your personal boundaries. Communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively to others, ensuring that they understand and respect your limits. Maintaining personal boundaries requires consistency and assertiveness. It may involve saying no when necessary, setting limits on your time and energy, and refusing to engage in activities or relationships that do not align with your values or well-being. Remember that it is okay to prioritize yourself and your needs. It is important to note that establishing personal boundaries does not mean shutting others out or being unkind. It is about creating healthy and respectful relationships where both parties' needs are acknowledged and respected. Boundaries create a sense of safety and mutual understanding, fostering healthier connections with others. Regularly reassess your boundaries as you grow and evolve. As your needs change, it may be necessary to adjust your boundaries accordingly. Be open to communicating with others about your boundaries and be willing to listen to their needs as well. By establishing and maintaining personal boundaries, you create a space where you can focus on yourself and your well-being. You cultivate self-respect, assertiveness, and healthy relationships. Remember that setting boundaries is a continuous practice that requires self-awareness, assertiveness, and a commitment to self-care. Establishing and maintaining personal boundaries is essential for focusing on yourself. It allows you to prioritize your needs, protect your well-being, and foster healthy relationships. By setting clear boundaries and communicating them assertively, you create a space where you can thrive and live in alignment with your values and desires. 7. Identify areas where you can learn and grow. Continuous learning is a cornerstone of personal development. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to identify areas where we can expand our knowledge, skills, or perspectives. By embracing a growth mindset, we open ourselves to new experiences, ideas, and opportunities for self-improvement. This commitment to lifelong learning ensures that we are constantly evolving and becoming the best version of ourselves. To focus on ourselves and not others, it is important to continuously identify areas where we can learn and grow. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the value of personal development and lifelong learning. Start by reflecting on your current knowledge, skills, and experiences. Consider areas where you feel a desire for growth or improvement. This could be acquiring new knowledge in a specific field, developing a particular skill set, or expanding your understanding of different perspectives. Be open to exploring new interests and stepping outside of your comfort zone. Embrace opportunities for learning, whether through formal education, online courses, workshops, or self-study. Seek out resources and mentors who can guide you on your learning journey. Identifying areas for growth also involves embracing feedback and constructive criticism. Be open to receiving input from others, as it can provide valuable insights and help you recognize blind spots. Use feedback as an opportunity for self-reflection and improvement. Cultivate a growth mindset, which is the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and effort. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth rather than obstacles. Embrace failures as learning experiences that contribute to your personal development. Remember that personal growth is not a linear process. It takes time, patience, and perseverance. Celebrate small victories along the way and be kind to yourself during setbacks. Embrace the journey of continuous learning and growth as a lifelong pursuit. By identifying areas where you can learn and grow, you create opportunities for personal development and self-improvement. You expand your knowledge, skills, and perspectives. Embrace the mindset of a lifelong learner and embrace the joy of discovering new things about yourself and the world around you. Identifying areas where you can learn and grow is essential for focusing on yourself. Embrace opportunities for learning, seek out resources and mentors, and be open to feedback. Cultivate a growth mindset and celebrate the journey of personal development. By continuously expanding your knowledge and skills, you empower yourself to thrive and reach your full potential. 8. Write in a journal regularly. Journaling is a powerful tool for self-reflection and introspection. Marcus Aurelius himself practiced this technique diligently. By writing in a journal regularly, we can explore our thoughts, emotions, and experiences in a structured manner. This practice helps us gain clarity, process challenging situations, and track our personal growth over time. To focus on ourselves and not others, it is beneficial to establish the habit of writing in a journal regularly. Marcus Aurelius believed in the power of self-reflection and introspection, and keeping a journal is an effective way to engage in these practices. Writing in a journal provides a space for self-expression, reflection, and processing of thoughts and emotions. It allows you to explore your inner world, gain clarity, and develop a deeper understanding of yourself. It is a personal sanctuary where you can freely express your thoughts, dreams, aspirations, and challenges without judgment. Make it a habit to set aside dedicated time for journaling each day or at regular intervals that work for you. Find a quiet and comfortable space where you can focus and let your thoughts flow. Write honestly and authentically, allowing yourself to explore your innermost feelings and thoughts. There are no rules or limitations to what you can write in your journal. You can document your experiences, record your goals and aspirations, reflect on your achievements and setbacks, express gratitude, or simply pour out your emotions. The key is to write without judgment or self-censorship. Journaling can also be a tool for problem-solving and personal growth. Use your journal to explore challenges you may be facing, brainstorm solutions, and track your progress. Write about lessons learned, insights gained, and areas where you want to focus your personal development efforts. Regularly revisiting your journal entries can provide valuable insights into your growth and evolution over time. It allows you to observe patterns, identify areas of improvement, and celebrate milestones. It can serve as a source of inspiration and motivation on your journey of self-discovery. Remember that journaling is a personal practice, and there are no right or wrong ways to do it. Find a style that works for you, whether it's free-flowing writing, bullet points, or structured prompts. The most important thing is to create a consistent habit of journaling that supports your well-being and self-reflection. Writing in a journal regularly is a powerful practice for focusing on yourself. It provides a space for self-expression, reflection, and personal growth. Embrace the habit of journaling to gain clarity, explore your thoughts and emotions, track your progress, and celebrate your journey of self-discovery. Let your journal be a trusted companion on your path towards self-awareness and personal fulfillment. 9. Find out what truly excites you. Discovering our passions and interests is vital for focusing on ourselves. Marcus Aurelius encourages us to explore activities that genuinely excite us and bring joy to our lives. By pursuing these passions, we tap into our intrinsic motivation, enhancing our overall well-being and sense of fulfillment. To focus on ourselves and not others, it is important to identify what truly excites us. Marcus Aurelius recognized the importance of pursuing what brings us joy and fulfillment. Start by exploring your interests and passions. What activities or topics do you find yourself drawn to? What sparks your curiosity and imagination? Pay attention to the things that make you feel energized and engaged. Be open to trying new things and stepping outside of your comfort zone. Embrace opportunities for adventure and exploration, whether it's traveling to a new place, trying a new hobby, or learning a new skill. These experiences can help you discover new interests and passions. It is also important to reflect on your values and beliefs. What do you care about deeply? What causes or issues do you feel passionate about? Aligning your interests and passions with your values can bring a sense of purpose and meaning to your life. Remember that what excites you may change over time, and that is okay. Embrace the evolution of your interests and passions as a natural part of your personal growth and development. Pursuing what truly excites you can bring a sense of joy, fulfillment, and purpose to your life. It can also lead to new opportunities, connections, and experiences. By aligning your interests and passions with your values, you can create a life that is authentic and meaningful to you. Finding out what truly excites you is essential for focusing on yourself. Explore your interests and passions, be open to new experiences, and reflect on your values and beliefs. Pursue what brings you joy and fulfillment, knowing that it can lead to personal growth, meaningful connections, and a fulfilling life. 10. Practice being present and aware. Being present in the moment is a fundamental aspect of focusing on ourselves. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to cultivate mindfulness and awareness in our daily lives. By consciously engaging with the present moment, we can fully experience life's joys, challenges, and lessons. This practice enables us to make intentional choices aligned with our values and aspirations. To focus on ourselves and not others, it is crucial to cultivate the practice of being present and aware. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of living in the present moment and being fully engaged in our experiences. In today's fast-paced world, it is easy to get caught up in the past or worry about the future. However, true self-focus requires us to anchor ourselves in the present moment. Being present means fully immersing ourselves in what is happening right now, without judgment or attachment. One way to cultivate presence is through mindfulness meditation. Set aside dedicated time each day to sit in stillness and observe your thoughts, sensations, and emotions without judgment. By practicing mindfulness, you can develop a greater sense of self-awareness and an ability to stay present in your daily life. In addition to formal meditation, you can bring mindfulness into your everyday activities. Engage in tasks with full attention and intention, whether it's eating a meal, taking a walk, or having a conversation. Notice the details, sensations, and emotions that arise in each moment. Being aware also involves paying attention to your own needs, emotions, and boundaries. Tune in to your inner voice and listen to what it is telling you. Take breaks when you need them. Prioritize self-care and honor your own limits and boundaries. By practicing presence and awareness, you cultivate a deeper connection with yourself and the world around you. You become more attuned to your own needs, desires, and emotions. This heightened sense of awareness allows you to make conscious choices that align with your authentic self. Remember that being present is a continuous practice that requires patience and effort. It is normal for the mind to wander or get caught up in thoughts. When this happens, gently bring your attention back to the present moment without judgment. Practicing being present and aware is essential for focusing on yourself. Cultivate mindfulness through meditation and bring that presence into your everyday activities. Pay attention to your own needs and boundaries. By living in the present moment and cultivating self-awareness, you create a deeper connection with yourself and live a more fulfilling life. Marcus Aurelius's teachings offer profound insights into how we can focus on ourselves and not others. By incorporating these principles into our lives, we can cultivate self-awareness, establish personal boundaries, nurture personal growth, and lead a more fulfilling existence. Let us embrace his wisdom as we embark on a journey of self-discovery and self-mastery, empowering ourselves to become the best versions of who we truly are.